Hello, beautifuls. This is a important riff on personal power. What personal power is, what personal power actually is in the new paradigm. Personal power is not circumstantial. It's not hierarchical. It's not dependent on. It is the truth, period. Power, period. You're powerful, period. You're not powerful because you have power over someone or over something. You're powerful because you're powerful. You're not less powerful if someone has power over you, an illusion, or if something has a power over you, an illusion. You are powerful, period. So I riff on this on Instagram and I wanted to bring it to the podcast so you can have it in your ears as you walk, drive, and run, and clean your house, or whatever the hell you do when you listen to podcasts. I want you guys to receive this. I love you and enjoy this episode. Before diving right into this podcast, and let me tell you, this is a podcast you want to continue to come back and really, really receive because it is the foundation of all creation, all manifestation, all ascension, all alignment, all pleasure. It's knowing your power. So dive into this one. But before we do, I want to remind you that we are open for registration for my in-person Art of Receiving retreat. It's a full day abundance activation retreat happening on June 20th, which is a Monday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are together for the entire day. It is a day full of pleasure and wealth codes, transmissions, integrations, embodiments, tantric work. There's free time. There is deep, deep, deep work in hypnosis, in theta work. There is fun, play, movement, polarity work, ascension work. It is all of the frequencies for a high-level woman to be in her pleasure portals, receiving, really mastering the art of receiving. It's a beautiful day. It is restorative. It is deeply healing. It is profound, the channels and the awakenings that occur. And I cannot freaking wait. This will be my fourth Art of Receiving. Oh, let me count that up. November, January, March. Yes, my fourth Art of Receiving retreat. And they just keep getting better. So women's only retreat is happening at Renewal Retreat in Belgrave, Ontario. We're about an hour from London, an hour from Stratford, an hour from Waterloo, about 2 hours from Toronto. And if you know those places, you'll know that you can make it. A lot of people drive like 3 hours to get there, 1 hour to get there. Maybe you're local, fabulous. It is worth the drive. It is worth the time to get there for a full day of indulgence with upgrades that last a lifetime. If you want to secure your space, it's $400 a person. I'll need to get a little bit of details from you as far as for the caterers, what you love to eat, what you don't love to eat, any allergies, etc. Full name, email, all the things. So if you do want to register, please send me a direct message. I will give you the email to send the money to, and I will get the information that I need and desire from you in order to prepare for this beautiful, fabulous retreat. We'll be together so soon. And for those of you who are already signed up, I can't wait to see you. And for those of you who know you want to come in, don't hesitate, trust yourself, send me a message, and let's get you registered. Hello and welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I am so excited to have you here in this world, in this realm. If you're listening to this, you're likely a high-level woman. You're likely a soul having a human experience. You're likely here to live a life by your own design. One where you honor all of your spirituality, all of your quantum beingness, but you truly understand and have a deep, profound awareness of the magic that exists here on Earth. You're here to have the most alchemized life. Ascension, opulence, your desires manifesting, walking through life in a way that feels like one big exhale. If you're new to my work, welcome. I'm a quantum channel, a quantum healer, and a high-level coach. My name's Haley Bowler Cook, and I'm hosting you here. It's mostly just riffs, me channeling for you, leading you through many transmissions, and coaching you through high-level concepts. We're here to have big conversations about all things spirituality, new paradigm wealth, opulence, ascension here in the earth plane, divine harmonization between your masculine and your feminine, recoding, rewiring your brain, regulating your nervous system, and supporting you in living a life
by design. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do so now and share this podcast with anyone who you think would be served by my devotional channel here on the show. If you're not already following along on Instagram, that is where I am the most. I'm on Instagram, in my stories, in my posts, channeling, speaking, transmuting energy for you, for your highest timeline. Thank you for being here, my love, and enjoy this episode.
Personal power, true power, being unfuckwithable. It's been a hot topic in my Voxer with my tycoons, my mastermind that's going on right now, with high-level one-on-one clients, and just in the conversations I've been having with high-level women in my life. Personal power is a frequency that is you in your unfuckwithableness. When you're unfuckwithable, again, this is my word that I love to use, when you are unfuckwithable, you're operating in a frequency that is not wavering. You're not wavering to your circumstances. You're not, oh, I'm powerful when, I'm powerful if. You are, I'm powerful, period. So the reason this frequency is so important with manifestation, with creation, with love, with money, with wellness, with health, is it's a certainty, it's a knowing. When we create, generate, attract, observe, manifest the things that we desire, we're in a knowing, we're in a certainty. It's natural to us, it's just normal to us. Where people get, I think, a little twisted in their manifestation is they make everything outside of them mean something. They take score. They're taking score. This happens, that means my manifestation's not on its way. Oh, this went wrong, so my manifestation's not on its way. They're not operating from their magnetic pull, their identity, their power, their knowing that it's all adding up, that it's all happening for them. So this is why we talk about unfuckwithableness and personal power so much, because there's circumstantial power, which is like, I just had a sign up for this, so-and-so just told me I'm amazing, so-and-so just said this to me, this all just happened, okay, I'm worthy, I'm powerful, yay, I'm worthy, I'm powerful, yay. Fine, beautiful, you get to receive all of these good things, but it doesn't really waver your baseline, because your baseline is personal power, period. So on the other side of that, it could be like, oh, it's raining today. Oh, someone told me X, Y, and Z about why they can't work with me or why this can't happen. Something bad happened in my reality, so therefore I'm not powerful. Therefore my manifestation's sidetracked. Therefore it's not happening. When people are so wavering to a circumstance that's outside of them, all it does is procrastinate and slow down your manifestation. It also doesn't feel good. So I was chatting in Voxer this morning with my tycoons, and one of the tycoons said, it was during a time in my life where I was talking about the edge of evolution. It was like October, November last year. I was going through a lot behind the scenes in my personal life, and it was a challenging time for me. It was a really difficult time for me. However, I knew, I had a knowing, and this isn't just a coincidence. This is practice, identity work, trusting myself, knowing myself, taking action as a high-level woman, doing the work as a high-level woman, that built this identity of, I know that I'm powerful. I know I'm powerful. Shit was going sideways in my three-dimensional reality. Excuse me. Shit was going sideways, and I was like, I don't care. I know I'm powerful. I know this is happening for me. I know this is adding up. This frequency of trust, this frequency of knowing and certainty, it's like you can't fake it. You cannot fake it. It's like a fake orgasm. I always say trust is like, fake trust is like a fake orgasm. Nobody wins. You can't fake trust. You can't fake a knowing. It's something that gets built in your identity. Where people go wrong in manifestation is they have these high vibrational thoughts only, and they ignore how they truly feel. They think, oh, I'm in a bad mood, I'm tired, I'm groggy, I'm XYZ, not ideal, therefore I'm not powerful. Oh, I'll try again tomorrow. Oh, I'll try later today when I'm in a better mood. When you're operating from a stance of personal power, it's like, I can be grumpy, I can be heartbroken, I can be a total bitch, I can be sick, I can be off my game, and I still
no, I'm fucking powerful. That doesn't change. I know I'm powerful. I know I am the creator of my reality. I know that I am supported. I know that I get to trust. Having these knowings and this identity and this built belief within yourself is the deepest form of self-love. It's a form of self-trust. Having a knowing in something bigger than you, the universe, God, source, this high-level consciousness, it's like, we are good. We are supported. The best thing that happens to me is when I'm in a low vibe or a bad mood or not feeling 100% or working on something behind the scenes or navigating something difficult and money flows to me. A client flows to me. Something good happens. And I go, oh, so I don't have to be high vibe for good things to happen. I don't have to be in a good mood for things to happen. I don't have to be in unwavering certainty that it's all adding up. The only job you have to create what you desire is to know you're powerful. The thing about knowing you're powerful is there's levels of work that is required to feel powerful. Okay? So when I was chatting with the tycoons this morning and one of the tycoons said to me, I knew I wanted to work with you October, November of last year when you were talking about the edge of evolution, because even though you were holding so much contrast, I could tell you were hurting in a lot of ways and you were going through a lot behind the scenes. She said, I felt your power. And I said to her, this means so much to me. A, I'm a projector. I fucking love being told that I'm being seen. I love when people tell me that they see me, when they feel me, and when they feel my power and being seen it that way. And I said to her, I have not experienced that level of contrast and duality and pain in my life ever. And it was the edge of the biggest evolution in my business and in my life at that time. And the amount of healing and the amount of abundance and the amount of love that came through and growth that happened in these really tumultuous edges. And the reason is because I knew I was powerful. Even though things were struggling around me and shit was hitting the fan, I knew I was powerful. Power is the frequency that love attracts to. Power is the frequency that money attracts to. And it's not about having all perfect circumstances in your life to know you're powerful. Okay? God, the universe, source, you are working and co-creating with these consciousnesses, and these consciousnesses support you because they know that you know you are powerful. They know you get to hold it. When you're being tested, you're just practicing your power. This has been a conversation that I've been having so much with the tycoons and so much with my one-on-one clients right now in Voxer. It's this level of personal power. The thing is, most people will not even set themselves up for circumstantial power. Circumstantial power is like, so-and-so, hello, beautiful, I'm gonna see you so soon, a tycoon. Hello, beauty, sorry, I'm just chatting really quick because I have a tycoon call coming up in 15 minutes. But I really wanted to chat with you guys about personal power, super quick. So a lot of people will not even set themselves up for circumstantial power. They won't eat well, they won't move their body with love, they won't surround themselves with high vibrational good people, they stay in toxic relationships, they stay in toxic cycles and patterning, they don't lead themselves, they lack self-leadership, they don't set themselves up for success, okay? So we get to lean into circumstantial power. And I often say we need a thriving soul and a thriving human, a thriving ego to thrive in this life. Part of having a thriving human, a thriving ego, is setting yourself up for circumstantial power, which therefore sets you up for personal power. The average person isn't even setting themselves up for circumstantial power. What we're doing in these frequencies of personal power, unfuckwithableness, is we are in a state of certainty and a state of knowing no matter what. No matter what. So we're not keeping score. We're not keeping score. Something really good happens. Oh, so-and-so signed up. Oh, this happened. Oh, I just made this money. Oh, so-and-so just told me how amazing I am. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, I just got this opportunity. Whatever. That's like, yay, thank you. More, please. Something shitty happens. You get in a little fender bender. Or someone tells you, oh, I have to cancel this. I want a refund. Yada, yada, yada. Bad things, in quotes, happen, you go, no problem, I can navigate this, I can hold this, I'm powerful no matter what. I spent, during the Edge of Evolution launch, I spent nights crying on my knees in desperation, in sadness, in heartbreak for what was going on collectively and what was going on individually in my reality. And I still knew I was fucking powerful. So power is the frequency we're working with. If you want to feel more powerful, you can take a step one and set yourself up for circumstantial power. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Surround yourself with good fucking people who support you and make you feel good. Fabulous. Step number two, when shit hits the fan around you, when you're with people that don't really feel great, when you're maybe in an environment that doesn't feel really great, you still connect to your knowing, to your truth, to your heart, to your soul, to your solar plexus, to your confidence, to your power, to your beingness, and you go, I'm powerful, period. I'm powerful no matter what. The universe has me, God has me, I have me. So again, it comes down to power in everything. The work is building that power. It takes practice, it takes devotion, it takes alignment, it takes work to trust yourself and to know you're powerful no matter what. Okay? Because I work with high-level women who go through a lot of shit. They rise in success and shit hits the fan. They rise in success and shit hits the fan. And sometimes it's just rise. The better it gets. Fabulous. But the key is, and this is why high-level facilitation and support is so important when you are on a rise and you are creating an unconventional life of love, of luxury, of power, of joy, of impact, of influence. Having support is so important to hold you in your power, to hold you in your vision. Because our human mind and our pain body and our past trauma wants to pull us into a drama, into bullshit, into stories, into past timelines that don't serve us, when our circumstances aren't 100% ideal. So I was also saying to the tycoons and boxer today, I'm in this power vibe of like Bruce Almighty, if you guys have seen that movie, where I'm like literally just like, this goes my way, and this goes my way, and this goes my way, and this goes my way. Thank you, more please. Da, 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 da. Life is so good. I'm in this frequency right now because I made that decision that that's how life's gonna go. And if and when shit hits the fan, like for instance, I haven't even told you guys this on Instagram, I lost my wallet with almost $1,000 cash, 4 cards, my business MasterCard, my personal Visa, my business debit, my personal debit, all of my identification, multiple gift cards, etc. Bunch of shit. I lost that last week. Shitty circumstance. Did I sit there and go, the universe is out to get me, it's not happening for me, things aren't adding up, I'm not a match for money, I just lost $1,000 cash, I'm a fool, I'm an idiot. No. I was upset. I embodied the annoyance and frustration that I experienced in that moment. Thank you, Jordan. I love you. Thank you. Yeah, you get the, so my tycoons are getting, and one-on-one clients obviously are getting the behind the scenes of so much because we talk every day. But it was a challenging situation and I handled it like a pro because I have spent years building my personal power, okay? And let me remind you when it comes to creation, manifestation, generation, living a life of your dreams, it's not about time. It's not about time in a physical realm, right? There's that illusion, it's not real. It's about your alignment and your power and your remembering, I'm fucking powerful. I can create whatever I want. So I navigated that really powerfully because as much as the circumstances were shit, I was like, it's always working for me. I'm powerful, period. My life is blessed, period. Shit can hit the fan and I'm still powerful. I can be sad, depressed, anxious, mad, and I'm still powerful. This is where often people also ask me, oh, why do bad people have all this money if like money is love? Well, money is neutral, first off. Secondly, because whether you are the best person in the world or the worst person in the world, with quotes again, because everyone's on their journey and it's all part of the collective rise, you are powerful. They know they're powerful. That's the common factor, is they know their power. They know they're powerful. So you get to choose if the power is going to be foundational in love or the power is going to be foundational in fear, but you know your power. So this is what true power is. It's not, oh, everything's going my way, I'm powerful. It's, oh, everything's going on my way. Yay, power, move forward. Oh, shit, it's the fan. Oh, I'm still powerful. I still move forward. I still thrive in this. I still navigate this. I embody what I need to embody and I move with it. I feel what I need to feel and I move with it. Personal power is a knowing, and it's a practice, and it's a devotion to build that knowing and to build that personal power. So set yourself up for circumstantial power. And then when you're set up in that way, it's easier to thrive. It's like, imagine everything goes your way and like you're making all this money and business is going well and like you're getting all this new impact and influence and everyone's coming into your world. Oh my gosh, and someone just bought you a coffee. Oh my gosh, you woke up and your skin is flawless. Oh, you just had time to go work out. Oh, someone made you dinner. Like all these things are going your way, let's say. Amazing. You're powerful. You're thriving. Say you also wake up, you have a new pimple. You lost a client. Someone asked for a refund. Someone dented your car. I'm just trying to name the shitty things that can happen. A personally powerful person goes, okay, these are circumstances. I'm powerful. These are circumstances. They're neutral. Is it good? Is it bad? That's just what you make it mean. I often say to people, well, what are you making that mean? Why are you perceiving or observing this as wrong? It's just all neutral. You are powerful. You choose how you want to feel. So set yourself up for circumstantial power, and from that place, build that personal power. Once you have that personal power built, and this is why long-term containers are so helpful. This is why my tycoons, who I need to jump off to go chat with them, we have so much to do today in our call. This is why my tycoons are operating in such power. This is why anyone in high-level containers with me, specifically who stay in long-term, are so powerful. Is because they're constantly in the frequency of their power. They're constantly held in their power. They're constantly held to a high standard of their power. They're constantly in a knowing of their power. Because me just talking to you for 10 minutes now, I hope this makes a shift. I hope you make changes. But you need that repetition and that knowing and that consistency and that practice of I'm powerful, period. I'm powerful, period. I'm powerful, period. I'm powerful when I forgive someone. I'm powerful when I need to be forgiven. I'm powerful when I fucked up. I'm powerful when I'm thriving. I'm powerful when shit's going downhill. I'm powerful when I'm celebrating. I'm powerful, period. And from this frequency, you are truly unfuckwithable. So that's my riff on true power, because it's been coming up a lot lately, especially in my one-on-one containers and especially inside Tycoon. So I wanted to riff a little bit about that with you guys here, and I would love to hear from you. Send me a direct message, connect with me, come into my world deeper if you know you are ready for evolution in all areas of your life. And if you have specific areas, money, impact, influence, career, business, love, wellness, whatever it might be, let me know as well. Okay? I love you. Let's say hi very soon in my DMs. And now I need to jump off and talk to my tycoons, and I can't wait. Bye, angels.
Thank you for receiving today's episode. If you want to watch me say everything I said and you want to see it, it's over on Instagram as well. If you're not already following on Instagram, be sure to dive there right away, because that's where I show up the most in my stories, in the lives, in my reels, in all the places to serve you. If you want a deeper dive in any way, the link in my bio and the link in the show notes here will have opportunities to take it deeper. If you're a high-level woman, if you're a powerful woman, if you are creating a life of your dreams and you're actually like, no, I actually want to live it here. I'm not just going to sit around and manifest it and think about it. I'm going to actually physically manifest it and have it from a place of wholeness, fullness, alignment, certainty, clarity, trust, surrender, and devotion, a way that feels really freaking good. And you desire my facilitation, you desire my quantum channeling, my quantum healing, my high-level coaching and insights, then please, please, please come say hi in my direct messages. Send me a message. Let's riff. Let's see if it's all meant to be, if it's all aligned. And if it is, I'd love to invite you into a deeper dive with me. There are three ways to work one-on-one with me right now, which is the deepest level of integration that you can get, either in single session, a one-month container, or a three-month container. And we'll chat so soon. I can't wait to hear from you. Have a fabulous day. Thank you, gorgeous, for being here, for receiving the transmissions of today. A reminder that what I say here on the show is divine, and receiving it, listening to it, and learning these things is one thing, but actually implementing and embodying these ways of being in your life, now that's where the magic is. So use your own divine masculine, your own divine alignment, and your beautiful self-leadership to lead you forward, to lead you in embodying these practices, living in these ways, because that is where
the transformation happens in the subtle codes of who you be every single day. You are so powerful. You are beyond magnificent. And I hope today was the catalyst that moves you. If you're not already up to date with all things Uplift Lifestyle, follow along with us at Uplift_Lifestyle. And I want to invite you into my most accessible, affordable, yet high-level experience, monthly devotionals. They're $11.11 Canadian per month. These monthly devotionals are potent, channeled 15-minute transmissions, which are meditations, hypnoses, that come into your email when you subscribe every single month. The transmission is recorded by me for you with my purest devotion to you and your highest timeline. The transmissions are exclusively for the beings subscribing to the monthly devotionals, so your energy is felt. I want you to feel like this is a high level devotion to you when you subscribe. Check out every single month and dive in to all of the codes that I lead you through in that transmission. When you do subscribe, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's celebrate you. This is a big deal. And let's move you into your highest, highest ascension. As always, you know I love devotionally connecting. So if you have any questions, if you want any more details of how to work with me, be it in a group container or a high-level one-on-one space, send me a direct message on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle. Always head to the link here in the show notes as well to see what offerings are available for more details. I love you. I admire you. Thank you for being here. Now let's alchemize and ascend in all the pleasure and opulence and joy that we get to experience here in this earth realm. Have a fabulous day, my love.